Following the footsteps of Sri Guru. Never pass up the opportunity to serve the Vaishnavas. Guru Maharaj organized a 3-day festival at the Vrindavan branch of Sri Chaitanya Gaudiya Math for the installation of the deities. On the first day of the festival, a wonderful feast was arranged for all the Vaishnavas from the different mutts in Vrindavan. On the second day was a feast for the Braj Pandas and their families. And on the third day was a feast for general people, and the Vaishnavas and Pandas were again invited. Guru Maharaj spent more than 20,000 rupees on the festival. In those days, one could purchase 2.5 kilograms of flour for 1 rupee. At that time, we did not have a proper kitchen in the mutt. All the cooking was done in a room with a temporary tin shed. Seeing this situation, someone told Guru Maharaj, "With the amount of money you spent on this festival, you could have built 8 rooms in the mutt." Guru Maharaj replied, "Later, we may find so many people willing to contribute to the construction of rooms that will run out of space in the mutt. But the opportunity we have received to serve many senior Vaishnavas at one time and in one place will never again present itself." With this mood, Guru Maharaj organized great festivals in many places like Yashoda, Guwahati, Kolkata, Puri and other locations, and invited all the Vaishnavas. Taking full advantage of the opportunity to serve Vaishnavas. After the disappearance of my Shiksha Guru, Sri Srimad Bhakti Pragyan Keshav Goswami Maharaj, Sri Bhakti Vedanta Narayan Maharaj, the mutt in charge of Sri Keshavji Gaudiya Math in Mathura, sent letter to Guru Maharaj under the direction of Sri Bhakti Vedanta Vaman Maharaj, the then Acharya of Sri Gaudiya Vedanta Samiti. He wrote, "We will be coming for darshan of Sri Vrindavan Dham under the auspices of Sri Gaudiya Vedanta Samiti. If you were to kindly allow, we would like to stay in Sri Chaitanya Gaudiya Math with our entire party for many days. Please inform us of your decision so that we may make all the required arrangements." In his reply, Guru Maharaj wrote, "We will indeed be extremely pleased to have your association here. However, we have one condition. While staying with us, do not make any independent arrangements for cooking. Your entire party will have to accept the same prasad that is being cooked and honored by the sannyasis and brahmacharis of our mutt. If you find this condition acceptable, then you can plan your schedule as per your convenience." Guru Maharaj then said to us, "Just see, the Vaishnavas have very mercifully given us an opportunity to serve them. A most appropriate opportunity to render service has knocked on our door, and it is our duty to take full advantage of it. Because they may someday acquire a place of their own in Vrindavan, this opportunity may never come again." Some years after the disappearance of Guru Maharaj, my godbrother, Sri Bhakti Prapan Tapasvi Maharaj, once went to Haridwar with 10 devotees and stayed at the branch of Sri Gaudiya Vedanta Samiti at Kankhal in Haridwar. There, the mutt in charge requested Sri Tapasvi Maharaj to make separate arrangements for cooking. When Sri Bhaktivedanta Narayan Maharaj, who just so happened to be there at the time, saw Sri Tapasvi Maharaj cooking separately, he chastised the mutt in charge, saying, "When we went to Vrindavan for darshan and stayed at Sri Chaitanya Gaudiya Math, Shripad Madhav Goswami Maharaj perfectly arranged for the accommodation and prasad of our entire party for many days. And you cannot arrange for prasad for even 10 devotees, and that too for only 2 days? The mutt in charge then requested Sri Tapasvi Maharaj not to cook separately, and from then on, the prasad for all the devotees was prepared by the residents of the mutt. We found out about this incident only because Sri Tapasvi Maharaj narrated it to us. At that time, I told Tapasvi Maharaj that this is the quality of Vaishnavas. They remember and follow the conduct of their Guru Vargas and feel deeply indebted to them. There is no lack of space in the heart of Vaishnav. Shri Satyarat Prabhu, a disciple of Shri Srimad Bhakti Vichar Yayavar Goswami Maharaj, once visited us with a desire to reside our Shri Chaitanya Gaudiya Math in Kolkata, which at the time was located in a rented house. In those times, we would have to cook rice 2 or 3 times every meal. Because the pot we used for cooking rice was small in size, and we did not have enough money to purchase a large pot. Feeling a little uneasy upon hearing Shri Satyavrat Prabhu's desire, one brahmachari said to Guru Maharaj, "Because there are too many devotees staying here, we must constantly bear many inconveniences. How will we be able to accommodate even one more person?" Guru Maharaj replied, "He will stay wherever we stay and honor whatever prasad we honor. He has no special or extra demands, and so there is no need to make any separate arrangements for him. It is our duty to assist Vaishnav in their bhajan. For true Vaishnavs, there is never any dearth of space. If there is any deficiency, it is in the heart alone and should be removed. Other than this, there is no deficiency that can ever be become an obstacle in our service to the Vaishnavs." There were once 3 highly exalted Vaishnavs residing in 3 different parts of South India. After hearing of each other's respective qualities, they decided to visit Sri Rangakshetra, unbeknownst to each other, with a desire to meet one another. Thus, they separately departed for their journey from their respective places. Along the way, they encountered a heavy storm with strong winds and pouring rain. One of them found an old small cottage-like place with a door and took shelter there. Because he was exhausted from the journey, he somehow managed to lie down in that space despite its small size. After some time, he heard a knock at the door. A voice from outside said, "Who is the great personality residing here? Can he mercifully give me shelter here for some time?" The Vaishnav inside the room opened the door and asked the traveler to come inside. The Vaishnav outside the room looked at the room and said, "It is only with great difficulty that you yourself can lay in this place. If I were to come in, you would be very uncomfortable. Do not worry, I will try to find another place." The other Vaishnav said, "Although the space is small for the 2 of us to lie down, it is big enough for us to sit and pass the night happily without any inconvenience. Please be merciful to me and come inside without any hesitation." Agreeing to this proposal, the Vaishnav standing outside seated himself inside the small room. They had just started speaking Harikatha when they heard a knock at the door. Outside was another person asking if he could take shelter in the room. When they opened the door, the Vaishnav standing outside saw that the 2 Vaishnav could sit in a very small room, and he was hesitant to go inside and inconvenience them. Understanding his mood, the Vaishnav sitting inside said, "If 2 of us can spend the night sitting, then why can't the 3 of us can spend the whole night standing? Please come inside. We all shall engage in Harikatha." In this way, because there was no deficiency of any sort in their hearts, they happily spent the whole night engaged in Harikatha, and their pleasure knew no bounds, especially when they realized that they were all visiting Sri Rangakshetra only to meet each other. You should heed this story and somehow adjust to accommodate Sri Satyavrat Prabhu during the heavy storm that has presently hit Gaudiya Math. This storm will eventually pass. Later, you will not only remember this occasion and consider yourself fortunate to have received such association, but you will also pray to again obtain such association without caring for the external inconveniences. His neutrality. A disciple of Shri Srimad Bhakti Hidayavan Goswami Maharaj once expressed a desire to reside with us in Sri Chaitanya Gaudiya Math. When I asked Guru Maharaj for permission, he said, "It is our duty to aid in the bhajan of whosoever wishes to come and reside in our mud. There is no need to inquire from me or seek my permission on this subject in the future. However, if someone is coming from another mud, you should first seek the advice of his Gurudev. Or if his Gurudev is not easily contactable, you should consult with his mud in charge before accepting him as a resident of our mud. As per the instructions of Guru Maharaj, I approached Ivan Goswami Maharaj and humbly submitted the proposal to him. One of your Brahmachari disciples desires to stay in the Kolkata branch of our Sri Chaitanya Gaudiya Math, but we shall agree to it only if you have no objection. He replied that he had no objection. Later, when the Oriental Institute established by Srila Van Goswami Maharaj was attacked by dacoits, he wrote to us requesting us to send that disciple of his, who was physically very strong, so that he could help provide security for the mutt. At that time, Guru Maharaj described to the Brahmachari in detail the glories and importance of rendering Guru Seva, having firm unflinching faith in Guru, and sincerely following the words emanating from the lotus lips of Sri Guru. Having sufficiently made the Brahmachari understand the significance of Sri Guru's glories, Guru Maharaj made the necessary arrangements for his journey to Vrindavan. Affection, concern for pilgrims. Whenever Sri Chaitanya Gaudiya Math would host a parikrama of Sri Brajmandal, Guru Maharaj would give us many instructions regarding the arrangements of the pilgrims' prasad and accommodations. He would not only instruct us to engage in Vaishnav Seva in such a way that the Vaishnavs would be pleased, but would also himself serve in this way. We were all utterly astonished to see the dedication with which he served the Vaishnavs. Once, when we were in Nandagram during Brajmandal Parikrama, it rained heavily during the night. Everyone was peacefully sleeping in their respective rooms, but Guru Maharaj awoke as soon as he heard raindrops falling on the roof of the Dharamshala guest house. He got up from his bed, woke me up and ordered me to go and check the pilgrims outside tent for leaks. I tried to pacify Guru Maharaj by saying, "We have constructed an earthen ridge around the tent. It is impossible for water to find its way inside." Still, Guru Maharaj was not satisfied. He said, "I will only be able to sleep after you personally go down and check that all is okay." On Guru Maharaj's order, I inspected the tent and reported to Guru Maharaj. Everything is fine and the pilgrims are resting peacefully. Not a drop of water has entered the tent. The waterproof tent has two flaps, so there is no possibility of rain entering from the canopy. You can sleep without any worries. Guru Maharaj then said, "It would be good if you could check the condition of tents on the rooftop as well." I found myself in a dilemma. On one hand, it would be impossible for me to enter the tents on the roof, as they were occupied by ladies. On the other hand, it is my duty to carry out the order of Sri Guru. Although I was unsure about what to do, I took Guru Maharaj's torch and headed for the tents on the rooftop. As I walked up the stairs, I happened upon my godbrother, Sri Vishnu Das, later known as Sri Bhakti Vaibhav Aranya Maharaj, after accepting sannyas, who told me without my asking, "The tent on the roof is fine, no water has entered inside and everything is safe." After I mentioned this to Guru Maharaj, he was greatly relieved. He asked, "Did you inquire from other devotees too?" I replied, "Yes, I received this information from Sri Vishnu Prabhu." Hearing this, Guru Maharaj became pacified and lay on his bed. Before falling asleep, he exquisitely described the unlimited mercy of Sri Bhagwan, Bhagwan's parental affection for his devotees, and his own responsibility during the parikrama, and he expressed his sincere gratitude for all the devotees assisting him in his service. Service to the Vaishnavas should be sincere and heartfelt, not commercial. Once, when Guru Maharaj was daily performing kirtan and giving discourses in Gwalpara, Assam, some devotees who lived in the mountains far away would ride their bicycles approximately 20 kilometers each way to attend Guru Maharaj programs. One day it rained heavily during the evening program and continued raining after the katha had finished. Guru Maharaj called for me and my godbrother, Shri Madhavananda Prabhu, and said, "Go and arrange for prasad and accommodation for all the devotees who have traveled from the mountains by bicycle. These devotees have commuted a far distance to hear spiritual discourses with deep faith. We should serve them whenever an opportunity arises. Their commute to hear Harikatha is not different from performing Dham Parikrama. The true benefit of performing Dham Parikrama is achieved only when one visits the Dham with Pranayi Bhaktas. Devotees who possess transcendental love for Bhagwan and his devotees and hears Harikatha and Kirtan from their lotus lips. Because the place where pure self-realized devotees of Bhagwan, Vishuddha Bhaktas, reside is not different from Vrindavan. Those who visit such pure devotees should be served in the same manner as those who visit the Dham for Parikrama. Such service should be sincere and heartfelt. It should not be commercial. The ideal way of serving pilgrims is by following the example of Shri Shivanand Sen. Shri Shivanand Sen would serve the devotees traveling from Bengal to Puri during their yearly journey to visit Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He would affectionately provide whatever the pilgrims required for their respective devotional practices, and he thereby received immense spiritual benefit. Similarly, we too will receive great benefit by providing the Vaishnavas with whatever they may need, and we will not expect anything in return. Everyone in this material world is concerned only for his personal benefit. So why should we not be concerned about our spiritual benefit? Those who serve pilgrims with great sincerity will definitely receive the mercy of Shri Nityananda Prabhu, just as Shri Shivanand Sen did. Guru Maharaj's words filled our hearts with a rapid transcendental desire to dance in ecstasy. With this great joy in our hearts, we enthusiastically arranged for the pilgrim's stay for the entire journey. Helping and serving the Vaishnavas as a principle, not for saving money. Once, when we organized a pilgrimage of North India, Shri Srimad Bhakti Samband Akinchan Goswami Maharaj suggested to Guru Maharaj, "If we can skip Dakor, Ujjain and other nearby places we originally planned to visit, our journey will be reduced by 1,000 kilometers. This will save us money, which can then be used in the service of the mutt." Hearing this, Guru Maharaj said in English, "My principle is to help and serve the devotees, not to save money. I have brought these pilgrims in order to serve them, not to profit from them. Moreover, these pilgrims have expressed their full faith in us and are traveling with us as if they are our dependents. They will visit these places maybe only once or twice in their entire life. It is completely inappropriate to cheat them." The topmost method of serving prasad. Once Guru Maharaj organized a large festival at the Gokul branch of Shri Chaitanya Gaudiya Math and invited all the local pandas, priests. In those days, the pandas would accept prasad only from the hands of those who had been born in Brahman families. For this reason, Guru Maharaj engaged his Brahman-born disciples in serving the pandas. While prasad was being served, Guru Maharaj stood nearby and called out for the sevakas by the surnames they used prior to joining the mutt, just so the pandas would know for sure they were being served by familial Brahmins. He called out to me, "O Narottam Chakravati, serve chickpea flour laddus to everyone." As I served the laddus, he pointed at Shri Sohanlal Panda and indicated via hand gestures that I should serve him as many laddus as I could fit in my two hands. Although Guru Maharaj had told me not to count the number of laddus a person is served, still, Being curious to know how many laddus Sohan Lal Panda could eat, I kept count. In the first serving, I gave Sohan Lal Panda 20 laddus, which he ate very easily. Guru Maharaj then indicated that I should again give him another 2 handful of laddus without asking if he would like more. Again, he ate every single laddus on his plate one by one. Guru Maharaj stood smilingly, happy at heart, and continued signaling me to give Sohan Lal Panda more and more laddus. While eating the laddus, Sohan Lal Panda also ate kachoris, puris, buttermilk, and other preparations. It wasn't until he had eaten 80 laddus that he asked me to stop serving him more. At that time, some guests were honoring prasad in Guru Maharaj's room as well as in the courtyard outside his room, and I served prasad at those two places also. As I was serving there, Sohan Lal Panda quickly got up and left, taking his leaf plate with him to throw in the garbage bin. Seeing that Sohan Lal Panda himself had to throw out his own leaf plate, Guru Maharaj became very angry and said, "Is there no one in the mud? The entirety of our spiritual merits has gone away. Even the most ordinary people abide by the saying, Atithi Deva Bhava. An uninvited guest is a representative of the Lord. Can we not understand the proper mood we should have by serving a formally invited guest? Should an invited guest be given a chance to throw away his own leaf plate?" I became frightened to witness Guru Maharaj's anger. Noticing my fright, Guru Maharaj said, "I saw that you were serving prasad at 2 or 3 places. I will take that into consideration. But what are the other residents of the mud doing? If invited guests are not served with dignity, then the host will be at fault, not the servants." Guru Maharaj later told all the sevakas, "Our guests should be served as much prasad as they desire without them having to ask. Otherwise, they may feel shy or embarrassed to ask for more. In order to assess our guests' individual tastes, we should keep a close eye on their respective plates and serve each of them accordingly. This is the topmost method of serving prasad. A guest should be served whatever he or she has taste for without hesitation." Guru Maharaj possessed an astonishingly deep desire to satisfy everyone in every possible way. There is no loss in giving. During the course of Shri Brajmandal Parikrama, pilgrims would stay in large camps that had been set up at various locations. At every such location, Guru Maharaj would send various amounts of siddha, uncooked grocery items such as rice, pulses, flour, sugar, and vegetables to each of the local pandas' houses according to the number of members in their respective families. Many times, my godbrother Shri Bhakti Prasad Puri Maharaj would avoid or attempt to delay sending these items to the pandas. But Guru Maharaj would never allow such neglect. He told Shri Puri Maharaj, "A crop is only as good as the seed from which it has grown. Therefore, an intelligent farmer sows good quality seeds at a most appropriate time. There is never any harm in sowing seeds in soil. In fact, merely one sown seed provides a farmer with a gift of many more seeds. Therefore, the act of giving never leads to a shortage for the giver. Whatever is destined for us shall always remain with us." Listen carefully to the following story, which I heard in my childhood. Once, an astrologer told someone, "You are destined to always have 1¼ rupees with you. You will never accrue more, nor you will be possessed less." The person was very kind and charitable in nature. He never failed to give something to any visitors he would receive. Still, he would always be left with a balance of 1¼ rupees. One day, when he happened to again meet with that same astrologer, he said, "You told me that I am destined to have only 1¼ rupees in my possession, but I have distributed hundreds of rupees to many people." The astrologer said, "Brother, whatever you donated to others was not destined to be yours. It belonged to them as per their respective destinies. Even if you were to desire so, you would never be able to give away something destined for you. Therefore, please continue donating whatever is practically feasible. This will never result in any shortage for you. Whatever the receiver takes is destined for him. You are merely the medium through which he receives it. This teaching had a profound effect on Sri Bhakti Prasad Puri Maharaj. From that point until his last day in this world, he served everyone, including the Pandas, by all possible means. The symptoms of a truly successful festival. Whenever Guru Maharaj would organize a grand festival in any of his mutts, he would be sure to honor not only the sannyasis and brahmacharis, but every conscious being in attendance with special attention. He instructed us that, although the deities are offered fresh garlands every day, on festival days, they should be offered garlands made from the most exquisite flowers. Similarly, although they are adorned with clean cloths every day, on festival days, they should be dressed in extraordinarily beautiful new cloths and lavishly decorated with ornaments. All their paraphernalia, like Krishna's flute, should also be special for the day of a festival, and the cows in the mutt's goshala, cowshed, should be served high-quality feed that is different from their daily diet. All hired persons serving in the mutt, laborers, masons, guards, and others, should also be offered something special on the day of a festival. A festival will be successful only when all these activities have been performed. Such was the magnanimity of Guru Maharaj's vision towards everyone and everything. Engaging servants according to their respective natures. Once, when I was with Guru Maharaj sitting outside of his bhajan kutir in the Mayapur branch of Sri Chaitanya Gaudiya Math, all the Math's cows came and stood next to us. Guru Maharaj asked, "Why have all these cows come here?" My godbrother, Sri Bhagwan Das, who later became as Sri Bhakti Niketan Ture Ashre Maharaj after sannyas, replied, "They came because Narottam Prabhu is here." "Why is that?" Guru Maharaj asked. "He serves the cows nowadays." Guru Maharaj then said to me, "Bring the cows something to eat, otherwise it will be a breach of etiquette." On Guru Maharaj's order, I went to a nearby garden, picked many ripe guavas, and then returned to give them to Guru Maharaj. Guru Maharaj then spread out the guavas on the ground of an elevated courtyard, and the cows lovingly ate them. Guru Maharaj smiled when he saw this. He then took 10 rupees from his pocket and gave it to me, saying, "Bring 40 kilograms of dried mustard seed paddy, from which oil has already been extracted, and feed it to the cows." After I did this, Guru Maharaj spoke extensively about how Sri Krishna lovingly served his cows and calves in Braj. This katha inspired me to serve the cows in the Mayapur Math, whose lives were completely dedicated to enthusiastically serving Shishi Radha Madan Mohanji. On this inspiration, I would bathe all the cows and calves with Lifebuoy brand soap once a week and gave them food according to their individual tastes, which I discovered by carefully observing them. When Shishimad Bhakti Kamal Madhusudan Goswami Maharaj once saw the effulgent bodies of our cows, he asked me, "Who serves these cows?" I replied, "I do, Maharaji." "What is your name?" he asked. "Narottam Brahmachari." "No, I want to know the surname you used prior to joining the mutt." "I was previously known as Narottam Chakravarti."
"Chakravarti, you say?"
"Yes. You have come from a Brahman family. This is why you are serving them so nicely. One of my disciples does not serve cows because he possesses an inferiority complex. He says, 'I am a brahmachari. I should serve Thakurji. Why should I serve cows?'"
"Well, I can plainly see that Sri Madhav Maharaj knows very well whom to engage in which services. His affection for Sri Krishna's bovine servants. In Kolkata, a judge once donated a cow to Guru Maharaj. Guru Maharaj arranged for Sri Udharan Prabhu to take that cow to the Mayapur branch of Sri Chaitanya Gaudiya Math. Later, another person donated another cow to Guru Maharaj, and Guru Maharaj sent that cow to Sri Dham Mayapur also. That same year, Guru Maharaj awarded sannyas to my godbrothers, Pujyapad Bhakti Vallabh Tirtha Maharaj, Sri Bhakti Lalit Giri Maharaj, Sri Bhakti Prasad Ashram Maharaj, and others, and then took them along with him to visit various holy places. In the meantime, the cowherd boy who was looking after the cows in the Mayapur Mutt demanded a monthly fee of 16 rupees for his services, instead of the agreed upon the 8 rupees he was currently receiving. I sent a letter to Sri Jagmohan Prabhu in Kolkata and asked him if he could spare one sevak to serve the cows. He replied in his letter, "It appears that Sri Sri Radha Madan Mohan Ji wish for you to serve the cows. I have no one here in Kolkata whom I can send to assist you." Meanwhile, Guru Maharaj informed me by letter, "The cows complained to me in a dream that they are not being served properly." Considering Guru Maharaj and Sri Jagan Mohan Prabhu's statements to be the order of Guru and Vaishnavas, I served the cows to the best of my ability. When Guru Maharaj returned to Sri Dham Mayapur, he offered pranams and offered garlands to the cows and gave them something to eat. I asked him whether the cows were still complaining to him. He smiled and replied, "No, they do not complain to me anymore." Guru Maharaj saw all cows as Krishna's topmost servants and was extremely pleased to see them being served nicely. Considering oneself the servant of all. Once, the mother of Sri Gajanan Tapadia Ji, who had contributed the entire cost of the construction of our Kolkata Math Kirtan Hall, donated a red cow and her white calf for the service of the mutt while Guru Maharaj was away on the preaching tour. I kept that cow in the Kolkata mutt where construction work was still underway. When Guru Maharaj returned from his preaching tour and reached the previous Kolkata branch Sri Chaitanya Gaudiya Math on Ras Bihari Avenue, where the residents of the mutt were staying while the new mutt was being constructed, he heard about the new cow and said to me, "Serving cows is excellent, but in a city like Kolkata, how and where will she be able to stay? Our mutt is quite small." I replied, "If 40 devotees can stay in the mutt, we can certainly make room for one cow." Guru Maharaj said, "It would be great if you could look after a cow here. Then, not only Thakurji, but my godbrothers also would receive pure milk when they visit here." Guru Maharaj then asked the Bhandari, in charge of the supply room, "How much milk does the cow give in the morning and in the evening?" The Bhandari replied, 10 liters in the morning and 5 in the evening." Guru Maharaj turned to me and asked, "Do you allow the calf to drink enough milk? Or do you allow him to drink just a little and take the rest for yourselves?" I replied, "I cannot be certain whether the calf drinks until his stomach is full, but his face and body tell me that he does not experience any discomfort." Guru Maharaj became very satisfied to hear this. The next morning, Guru Maharaj came to the place where the red cow and her tranquil calf were staying to have their darshan, after which he offered them dandavat pranams and flower garlands. He then called the Bhandari and said, "I have come unprepared. I do not have any food to offer the cows. Go to Ganguram Marwadi sweet shop and bring the best available sandesh." Footnote: an Indian sweet made by kneading sugar into curd. When the Bhandari brought the sandesh sweets, Guru Maharaj very blissfully fed them to the cow and her calf with his very own hands. Later, Guru Maharaj went around the mutt and inquired about what the cows were being fed, which containers were being used to feed them, which utensils were being used to extract milk and other questions, after which he personally examined everything. He then extensively glorified the beauty of the red cow and her white calf. Whenever a festival would take place at the Math on Ras Bihari Avenue, Guru Maharaj would include special items for the cow and her calf when making a list of all the items needed for the festival. Ignoring hostility, recognizing service rendered. Shri Srimad Krishna Prem Das Babaji Maharaj, a disciple of Srila Prabhupada, was the manager of a math in Mayamana Singh, now part of Bangladesh, and he later established an ashram in Mayapur. Once, when he went to the Mednipur area for preaching, he somehow slipped and injured his tailbone. After his injury, he sought help at our Shri Chaitanya Gauriamat branch in Kolkata on Ras Bihari Avenue, which Guru Maharaj had established in a rented home. I admitted Srila Babaji Maharaj to Shambhunath Hospital, where I knew one doctor, Dr. Brahma, who arranged for an X-ray examination of his tailbone. Later, when Srila Babaji Maharaj was discharged from the hospital, he spent a few days at Ayurvedic Ashtang Hospital, after which he returned back to his ashram in Mayapur. During his time under our care, we served him to the best of our abilities. In his Mayapur ashram, Srila Babaji Maharaj would proudly proclaim, "We are the children of the lion, Srila Bhakti Siddhant Saraswati Prabhupada. We are afraid of no one." It also came to my attention that he has made critical remarks about Guru Maharaj. Srila Babaji Maharaj had made a deal with a worker to extract juice from the date trees growing on the property of his ashram. As compensation for his labor, the worker would receive half of the total juice he collected. However, the worker was wicked-hearted and wanted to keep everything for himself. He told Srila Babaji Maharaj, "You are a Babaji, a renounced person. Of what use is this juice to you?" When he refused to yield after repeated requests, they had heated arguments and a fierce fight. That wicked worker struck Srila Babaji Maharaj very hard with a stick and badly injured him. Srila Gaur Das Prabhu, a disciple of Sri Srimad Bhakti Sarang Goswami Maharaj, sent news to me saying, "The lion's child has been hit by a jackal. Please go and help him if you can." When I arrived at Srila Krishna Prem Das Babaji Maharaj's ashram, he narrated the entire story to me. Afterward, Shri Gaur Das Prabhu and I went to the police station and brought a police officer to meet Srila Babaji Maharaj and resolve the issue. Later, I wrote a letter to Guru Maharaj informing him about the incident. In his reply, he wrote, "You should serve Shri Krishna Prem Das Babaji Maharaj suitably and fulfill all his requirements by using the resources of our mutt. He began making derogatory comments against you as soon as he returned to Mayapur. He often used bitter language too. I have thus lost all Shraddha, faith in him, and no inclination to serve him." Guru Maharaj again sent a reply, "I will be highly pleased by your flawless service to Shri Babaji Maharaj." I responded, "It is only for your pleasure that I shall continue to serve him and do my very best to satisfy him without making any mistakes. However, it will not be possible for me to serve him with my full heart. On the order of Guru Maharaj, I served Shri Krishna Prem Das Babaji Maharaj, who eventually recovered from his injuries." Later, he wrote a letter to Guru Maharaj stating, "Although with a bitter tongue, I have spoken disrespectfully to your disciples, they served me very sincerely with full efforts. I wish to hand over my Mayapur ashram to you. I request you to kindly accept it." I read Srila Babaji Maharaj's letter to Guru Maharaj, who dictated his reply for me to transcribe. "You have written that you wish to offer your Mayapur ashram to me, but we already have a math in Mayapur. I do not wish to have two establishments at one place. please offer your ashram to another god brother of ours who do not have a mutt in Mayapur. Please know that it was not our out of desire to own your ashram that we served you. Truthfully, I have no interest in taking your ashram. It is only because you possess deep, unflinching faith in Srila Prabhupada that you are an object of our most sincere service. As I listened to Guru Maharaj's dictation, my hands stopped writing and tears flowed from my eyes. I was reminded of a verse written by Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. Prabhu kahe, Bhattacharya karho vichar, Gurur kinkar hai manya se amar. Shri Chaitanya Chaitamrit Madhya Leela 10.142. Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, O Sarbhauma Bhattacharya, consider this, the servant of the Guru is always respectable for me. Upon hearing my most worshipful Guru Maharaj glorifying a god brother who had previously criticized him, I realized that the true meaning of Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami's words was manifesting in front of me. Although I had previously read this verse many times, I had not experienced its actual meaning until that moment. Upon remembering this incident, another consideration about Guru Maharaj's most exemplary conduct comes to my mind. He never thought it necessary to respond to anyone's hostile behavior toward him. Instead, he always considered those who nurture deep, sincere devotion to the lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada as respectable and worthy of his sincere service. Nowadays, however, this type of vision is lacking among many devotees. In fact, the opposite consideration is mostly seen. It does not matter how closely and to what extent one may have previously served his Gurudev and Guru Vargas. If presently such a devotee is not favorable toward me or does not support me in spite of my countless faults, then what is the need for me to serve him? Why should I maintain any relationship with him? In fact, he is an offender and is unworthy of being served. Serving his detractors. Shri Srimad Guru Das Babaji Maharaj, a disciple of Srila Prabhupada, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, used to reside at Sri Chaitanya Math in Mayapur. Once, when Guru Maharaj was engaged in the service of preaching in Nawabganj, a small town near Kolkata, Srila Guru Das Babaji Maharaj, with concealed intentions, cunningly told all the renounced disciples of Guru Maharaj, "Your Guru Maharaj has sent a message ordering you all to immediately pack your bags and depart for Nawabganj. He requires the assistance of many devotees to hold a large Nagar Sankirtan there. After his preaching program there is complete, he will proceed on a long preaching tour to many distant places, and you shall all accompany him." Hearing his words, Shri Bhagwan Das, Na Pujyapad Bhakti Niketan Ture Ashram Maharaj, Pujyapad Ashram Maharaj and many other renowned disciples of Guru Maharaj immediately left Mayapur for Nawabganj. Upon their arrival, Guru Maharaj asked, "Why have you come here? I have not called for you." After hearing the whole story, he realized the truth behind Sri Guru Das Babaji Maharaj's intentions. With all the devotees present, the Nagar Sankirtan was a great success. Later, Guru Maharaj went to Kolkata on his own and arranged for a rented house. He then called for all the devotees who had come to Nawabganj, telling them to come and stay with him. There, they were all engaged in service. Sri Gurudas Babaji Maharaj eventually moved to Sri Purushottam Gaudiya Math, the Puri branch of Sri Chaitanya Math, despite the fact that he would often tell people, "I have little faith in the devotees residing in Sri Chaitanya Math." Because of this lack of trust, he would give all the donations he received to the disciples of Sri Srimad Bhakti Vilas Gavastha Nemi Goswami Maharaj for safekeeping. Once, Srila Guru Das Babaji Maharaj underwent eye surgery at the district hospital in Puri. While there, he sent a message through a devotee for Sri Srimad Bhakti Prapan Dandi Goswami Maharaj, a disciple of Srila Prabhupada, and me requesting us to meet him. When we arrived at the hospital, he told me, "I am in need of two devotees to stay and look after me while I am in the hospital, one in the daytime and one in the night. Please arrange this for me." I thus requested my godbrothers, Sri Lakhan Prabhu and Sri Yashoda Jeevan Prabhu, to serve Srila Babaji Maharaj during the day and night respectively. When I wrote a letter to Guru Maharaj informing him about this matter, he replied, "I am highly pleased to hear that you are properly serving Sri Gurudas Babaji Maharaj. Because he is connected to Srila Prabhupada, he is worthy of our service. Please use the resources of our mutt to see that all his requirements are met during his stay in the hospital. I am fully aware of the dire financial position of the Puri mutt and will be sending you funds very soon. As per the desire of Guru Maharaj, we arrange for Srila Gurudas Babaji Maharaj Prasad from our mutt as well as everything else he required." When Srila Babaji Maharaj was released from the hospital, he did not go back to Sri Purushottam Gaudiya Math, but rather expressed his desire to stay with us in our Puri branch of Sri Chaitanya Gaudiya Math. In the Math, a new room with an attached bathroom had recently been built for Sri Srimad Bhakti Hriday Van Goswami Maharaj during his attendance of the Sri Vyas Puja celebration of Srila Prabhupada. We arranged for Srila Gurudas Babaji Maharaj to stay in that very room. After the surgery, Babaji Maharaj was prescribed black glasses, which made it difficult for him to see. Once, while honoring Prasad in the mud, Srila Babaji Maharaj came across Sri Bhagwan Das, but because his black glasses obscured his vision, he could not make out who was in front of him. He asked, "Who are you?" Sri Bhagwan Das replied, "I am the very same Bhagwan Das whom you cunningly drove out of Shiva's Angan in Mayapur." Hearing his harsh words, Srila Babaji Maharaj turned to Sri Srimad Bhakti Prapan Dandi Goswami Maharaj and said, "Just see how bitterly this brahmachari is speaking to me. Madhav Maharaj would never use such words." Srila Dandi Goswami Maharaj replied, "Babaji Maharaj, it is certainly true that Sri Madhav Maharaj would never speak in such a manner. He is a pure, realized Vaishnava, but there is a gulf of difference between his position and the position of Bhagwan Das. Why do you expect there not to be a visible difference in their words as well? Moreover, Bhagwan Das has not said anything untrue. The import of this narration is that whenever the opportunity presented itself, Guru Maharaj eagerly rendered service even to those who were against him. He served such persons not only on his own, but he engaged his disciples in their service also.